7.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour now of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. I'm down at the Hard Asset Investment Conference. No, it's not called that. It's called the Cambridge House Investment Conference down in Indian Wells. Our entire show is originating from Indian Wells. Corey, Jeff, and I have cornered Kevin Hudak. Kevin is a broker who specializes in resource-based companies, gets a lot of referrals, I know, from Trader Raj, gets a certain amount of referrals from me. Kevin is a really good guy. He is one of the more knowledgeable brokers, I have to say, in the country when it comes to the resource sector. Kev, here's the first question, bud. Nobody knows where the hell the resource sector is headed, up, down, sideways, what have you. A lot of confusion. How about you, bud?
Well, yeah, there's confusion, mainly because people don't know what's going to happen. There's no real good explanation of why gold and silver have dropped for the last 3 weeks, let alone the last 4 months. People are extremely nervous with the election of 3 months ago. They were very nervous with the so-called fiscal cliff around January 1st, and now we're having fiscal cliff number 2 here at March 1st with the sequestration and all the other things that are coming roughly a week away from now. And so basically what you've done is you've put uncertainty into the minds of people, and they are investing accordingly, which means they're not investing. They're sitting on the sidelines, they're sitting on their hands, and they want to see some kind of direction. Whatever direction that is, they would like to see a direction, and we're not getting it from Washington.
Kevin, I noticed that the Dow hit 14,000 again at the end of last week, at least in nominal terms. So it seems at least some of that money that's not flowing in to the hard asset sector is perhaps finding its way back into the traditional equities markets. Do you have any comment on that?
From what I can see and from what I've been able to read, a lot of what's coming into the Dow or the S&P 500, which they're, you know, flirting with their old highs, is money coming out of the bond market. The part of this fear that's running through the markets is that the interest rates are going to go up. And even though the Fed keeps talking about long term through the end of 2014, keeping the rates at about 0.25%, 0 to 0.25%, there still is fear that the interest rates will go up. And if that happens, the bond market will be hurt heavily. And since the bond market is 70 times bigger than the stock market, you have more money. If once money starts flowing out, it's bigger waves of it. And I think that's what you're seeing going into the market currently, is money coming out of the bond market.
Well, Kevin, it seems to me that the retail investor right now, they're making fantastic gains investing in the S&P and the Dow. They're hitting new highs. They continue to have this, seems like, cash that keeps on coming into it. But yet the gold market and the silver market, and then going further down to the juniors, there's no money coming into that. Do you think that's just people being risk adverse, or do you think that they're actually taking their gains from the S&P and just holding that money rather than trying to diversify and go into slightly riskier investments?
Unfortunately, there's no way to quantify an answer to that question. We can give our best guesses. You know, the gold market is so small compared to the regular Dow or S&P and or whatever. Then on top of that, the silver market is 9 times smaller than that. And then on top of that, your juniors are even smaller than that. And so we're talking 1%, 1.5% of the total markets. And Wall Street has done such a good job of terrorizing precious metals for the last 30 or 40 years. Mainstream investors shy away from that. They'll go into something like Google. They'll go into something like Apple, even though Apple's down 35% since September. The drive from Wall Street is you put it in these instruments, and precious metals and the junior markets are not part of those instruments.
You know, Kevin, I'm looking for a major, I'm not going to call it a black swan event, because black swans are typically come out of the blue, for lack of better terms, and it knocks everybody on their cans because they never could imagine that something like that would happen, and then all of a sudden it's reality. In my humble opinion, okay, I think that we're going to have a substantially negative event of major consequences probably within the next, it's not always a good idea to try and pinpoint the short term, but I would say sometime between now and the midterm, okay, within the next 4 years or so. And what I'm talking about is I'm talking about a potential, and I really believe this could happen, a major, major change in the economies of the Western world. I mean, we're very close to that already, and some people would say, well, we're already there in Europe, okay, but in terms of the United States, right now, what we're doing in the U.S. is we're kind of kicking the can down the road, you know, and people are sticking their heads in their sands, in the sand, and they're hoping the best is going to happen. Those who even stop and think, most people don't even stop and think because they're not even concerned about what's going on right now because everything's coming up roses, right? I think everything's coming up dead roses, and I think you're going to see a major downward shift in the U.S. economy. What do you think about that?
Well, first off, we can go see black swans anytime we want. They're in Australia, and that's the beauty of that particular deal. But in your referencing point, we could have a black swan event, and it doesn't have to be economic. If we had a major natural disaster in this country, that could push the economy in places we have not seen before. If you could take something like Superstorm Sandy that blew into New York and New Jersey and amplified that two or three times, you would be looking at a disaster 8 or 10, 12 times bigger. Not that I want that. It's just that those things are possible. And so if you look at it has to go back to education. This country, most people are not educated in the economic ways of how this works. They know that their paychecks are this, they know their taxes are this, and they go along their merry way. They have no concept of how the real power works and the economics work coming out of Washington and New York. And so I believe it goes back to education and people wanting to be educated. That's probably be the biggest problem we've got, and that is majority of the people don't want to know from what I've seen and heard.
Kevin, we certainly know that even most sophisticated investors don't think much about monetary policy. In other words, they tend to look at companies or sectors or asset classes, but they don't think too much about the other side of the equation, which is the money that they're either receiving or using to buy that asset class. And do you look at monetary policy? Do you think much about it in terms of your own analysis and research?
Think about it all the time. The problem we've got is everyone considers the base standard the U.S. dollar. And if you look at what values are compared in the U.S. dollar itself today compared to stuff, say, 1913, 1912, before we had the Federal Reserve, the purchasing power of the dollar, you know, depending on who you talk to, 95 to 98 cents less because it's been devalued, inflation, all those things. And so that is a question or an answer, even better, that people should know, and they don't. If you look at the inflation from 1980 to now, they're talking four times. The values, the U.S. dollar's lost 50 to 75% of its value just in that time frame. And so, you know, as you get farther along, I just don't want to see this go to where we have, you know, runs on the dollar, or the dollar becomes monopoly money or something like that. And hopefully this thing will work itself out. I'm concerned about direction coming out of the East Coast.
Well, you know, Jeff, I think it's one of the reasons that we're seeing so much confusion down here, really, at this particular show, is that the potential actions, opportunities, situations, what have you, that are out there are just absolutely huge, and nobody really knows where it's going to go. Stick around. I'm going to be right back with Jeff and Corey.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. As you all know, this particular weekend show is coming exclusively, I guess I should say, from the Cambridge House Investment Conference in Indian Wells, California. Jeff and I and Corey are chatting with an old friend of ours, Jim Letourneau. Jim is a newsletter writer, been doing it for a long time, the big picture speculator. And you told us there's a company down here that you are very, very interested in, Bioasis Technologies. What's it all about?
well, it's interesting because this is a resource conference. It's the only biotech company here, so it stands out a little bit. I bought shares in the market last year because it has a pretty compelling story. They have a technology that allows drugs to get across the blood-brain barrier, and in medicine, that's one of the holy grails. It's really hard to get therapeutic compounds into the brain because of the blood-brain barrier kind of keeps them out. And one example would be morphine doses. And when people take morphine, there's so much of it in the body that it starts to cause problems with internal organs like your liver, really just trying to get it into the brain to minimize pain. So these high dosages of medicines that are causing problems in the rest of the body wouldn't have to be, the dosage wouldn't have to be as high if we could get those drugs into the brain, across that blood-brain barrier. So that's kind of in a nutshell what they offer to the world at this point.
So when we're talking about some of the disorders that this type of technology might assist, can you speak at all to what kind of diseases or problems or what kind of customers that BioAces might be targeting?
Because it's a platform, you know, it's a delivery mechanism, it can work on almost any therapeutic drug that requires access to the brain. They focused on one, some of the earliest data is a drug called Herceptin, which is used in breast cancer. And when breast cancer metastasizes, it goes into the brain and it's very hard to treat there. They're able to show in mice experiments that they can get that drug into the brain. And they had some really good data on the mice experiments. The other thing that's interesting about this company is so far they haven't done any human trials. It's only mice experiments. But Big Pharma is pretty excited about it for a variety of reasons. One, it makes their drugs more effective. Also, a lot of the major pharmaceutical companies are facing what they call a patent cliff. A lot of the big blockbuster drugs are coming off of patent. Lipitor is a big one. You know, I think it sells $10 billion a year. When those patents expire, they go generic, and there's not much left on the table for these pharmaceutical companies. If they can take their drug and all they have to do is conjugate it onto a P97 protein, which is what BioAces has patented, and that's their contribution, suddenly that's a new drug. It's a new compound, and it's a lot more effective. So there's two sides to it. Big Pharma would be interested in it because it'll extend patents, but it also makes the drugs more effective. So.
Well, Jim, when we were talking before this interview about how this technology came about, you said that it was developed at UBC.
Yes.
By some of these, I assume it's by the management that is currently running the company?
The management that's running the company bought the technology from the University of British Columbia. And they still have the founder and the creator of it is still involved and a shareholder and doing some of the science.
And is there any background that you can give us on some of the management? Because as we know in the resource sector, you invest in management, same with biotech in many aspects.
The president and CEO is Rob Hutchison, who's done, he's just a very good businessman, has a background, he's from a medical family, he ran a technology company during the internet boom that he sold, and he was sort of semi-retired but looking for something to do. Before he got involved, he ran it by a lot of his father's friends who were doctors. And management has been really good. They've just added a director who specializes in takeouts. Because they have so many potential opportunities, they've already announced 4 collaborative research deals with big pharmaceutical companies. The challenge is how do you optimize this, right? Because you could get bought out really cheaply, or you could get bought out at a factor of 10 or higher. It's about how do you maximize what you have? And so the new director, and the name escapes me at this time, but that's his expertise, right? How do you have this opportunity, and all publicly traded companies should do this. They don't always get the right kind of people to do it. How do you maximize what you have, get the highest possible price? So they've got some pretty good expertise on the board to manage some of their opportunities. And it's pretty uncommon for a small cap biotech company to be able to announce the names of its partners. And then their first research deal was announced with Shire about a year ago. That was a big deal because Shire normally wouldn't say we're partnering with this little dinky biotech company, and they were able to negotiate that. So they have a lot on the ball, and they're still market cap is 60, 70 million, which for a biotech is pretty reasonable, especially one that has a lot of interest.
You know, Jim, one thing I'm curious about is when you look at companies in this particular industry, particularly companies that are headquartered in Canada, how much red tape is involved to get these processes accepted, say, throughout North America as opposed to just in one area?
That's a good question, because in the biotechs aren't unlike mining companies. They're high risk, high reward, but they haven't been overdone. There's only 100, 130 on the TSX Venture. There's thousands of, you know, of mining companies. At this stage, they're only doing experiments with mice, so they're not even at a human trial stage yet. So regulatory-wise, it's not too much of a challenge. And the hope is that there's enough promising data just from mice experiments that they don't have to go to human trials. Human trials, 6 months, a year, phase one, phase two, phase three. Suddenly you're talking about a very long time horizon. Investors don't like that. You're taking on a lot more risk. So as it stands right now, the value of what they're showing just with experiments in mice should be enough for a big pharmaceutical company to be interested in taking them over or signing a licensing agreement. And there's a bit of competitive tension because they already have four announced pharmaceutical companies working with them. And so, you know, and what happened once they signed up Shire, it was like suddenly the phone starts ringing. Hey, what are you doing? What happened that you signed this deal? What do they know? Like, so it's like that with anything, right? Someone makes the move and suddenly everyone goes, hey, what are they up to? So they've got that going for them. There's a bit of positive momentum building, a little bit of excitement with Big Pharma. And if you'd like to have more than one bidder, ideally. So ultimately this company, in everyone's hoping that it gets taken out this year. Hope is it might not. They may have to, you know, do some of these trials and things, and that's going to put a longer time horizon on it. There's huge risk in everything in the venture market, but they seem to have a lot going for them, and they're not overvalued, I don't think, for what they have. There are a lot of biotech companies out there with market caps of several hundred million. You know, BioAces isn't even at the $100 million level yet.
Companies like this are typically a spec. There's no question about that. But you know, the higher the risk, the greater the reward. And, you know, I would suggest if you want any more information on OASIS Technologies, not telling you to buy it, not telling you to sell it, just it does seem, Jim, like an interesting situation. Click on the banner for Jim's website. It is on our favorite banner section, or our favorite people section, for lack of better terms. Take a look at the write-up and see what you think. Jim, thanks so much, buddy.
Thank you very much, Al.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. This entire show is originating from the Cambridge House Investment Conference down in Indian Wells. Have chatted with some very, very interesting people, none of whom are more interesting than our friend Gary Cope, who is with Corey and I right now. You know, Gary, you had a really nice thing happen with Coeur d'Alene taking over Orco. Everything that you and I have been talking about for the last 6 or 7 years came to fruition. I find the story to be really, really interesting, and I think from an educational standpoint, really valuable to our listeners, because this is the classic case of Orco being at one time a little exploration stage company. You guys took an asset, you built it up, you realized that you weren't going to put it into production yourself, and you ended up having two major companies in a bidding war for your company. I got to tell you, you got a lot of happy investors. Let's talk about the story. How did all this happen?
Well, it's a story that started in 2003. We put the team together, started looking for a project, found the project, I believe, in early 2004, and started our first drilling program in early 2005. So from 2005 to today, it's basically been a growth story. And like you say, we got it to a point of 264 million ounces, which was more than enough to entice some of the majors to come a-calling. And yeah, we got a bidding war with First Majestic and Coeur d'Alene, with Coeur d'Alene winning out last week.
And the final terms were?
I don't have them in front of me. There's fractions, but it's basically three options. One, you could take 260 cash. One, you could take all shares. I think it was 0.113 shares. And the other one was a combination, 70 cents cash and some shares. And all three options came with some warrants as well.
You know, it's interesting how these things progress. You know, Gary kind of started out back in the early part of the decade talking about how the thing got started. You know, we have a lot of friends who are very, very big Gary Cope fans right now, not the least of whom is a guy named John Taylor, who you and I played golf with up at Semi, I guess, last summer or thereabouts, and John went in and loaded up on some of the stock. And, you know, Kathy and I can't walk by he and Terry's house without him wanting to run out and give us a present or something because he's so happy with the way this thing worked out for you. Where do you go from here?
Well, we go to Oryx, and Oryx Minerals is a company that I'm extremely proud of right now. We've worked hard looking at different projects, and we think we have three projects now that could stand on their own, all in Oryx. We plan on spinning our Swedish gold project out into a new company and dividending out on a one-for-one share basis, the new company. That's coming up. We're raising $15 to $20 million in Oryx now for a large work program in both Sweden and in our third project in Mexico. We've got our main project in Mexico. We've got Fresnillo earning in, so it's not costing us any, and they're hitting terrific results and are extremely happy. They will be the lead on the private placement we're doing now as well. So things are great, Al. I mean, we get the spin-off effect of a big success at Orco, and we think we're going to have even bigger success probably at Kanato and in Sweden.
Well, and now looking forward, Gary, to, I guess, Oryx, is that it's pretty much the same team that's come over from Orco, and now with almost more of these connections that you have, or at least this very friendly attitude, I would say, from these majors that have taken you out, you guys are sitting in a pretty good position.
We think so. You know, we've worked hard to get to this position. A lot of hard work. The team, the geological team, I think is one of the best there is. And I think Preciosa has proved that out now. And I think they're probably going to do it again. There's not a lot of people who have found more than one mine. There's not a lot of people who have found a mine. And I think we're going to do it multiple times, and you know, we are getting followed because of that.
Well, I have to say, you made one move recently. You did get rid of a very, very a guy who I can, and I'd say this if he were standing here, a very, very marginal geologist who's, as I understand, your former vice president of exploration, but Ben Whiting, Whitney. Ben Whiting is one of the best guys when it comes to Mexico, I'm here to tell you, and Kathy and I have known Ben and his wife for a while also, and I got to tell you, he's the epitome of a technically incredibly competent person. You know, when you have colleagues like that, that's why these deals work.
Absolutely, and Ben has been an invaluable member of our team. He was the one who oversaw the project at La Preciosa. A lot of the success there goes to Ben, his credit. You know, You don't find these things without quality people and people who know what they're doing, and I'm surrounded by people just like that.
And with this private placement that's coming up, I believe you guys are raising $20 million in Oryx.
Up to 20,
okay. Yep. And then, like you said, potentially moving forward with the split of the company, do you expect that money to kind of be divided in between the spin-out?
Yeah, that's a very good question. We're gonna put three-quarters of the money towards Sweden and one-quarter towards our third project in Mexico, which is Los Cristones. Yeah.
And in terms of that private placement are?
50 cents a share, period. No warrants.
Okay. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, Corey and I have to say one thing, and that is we both own shares in Oryx. We got those shares through purchasing them through the last private placement, which I'm very happy about personally. Now, you're going to spin out the Swedish company, okay, and that's going to be basically some of the Oryx shareholders are going to retain stock in the new company, et cetera. I don't know a lot about mining in Sweden. In a nutshell, I got to believe it's a good place to be, but tell us why.
It is a great place to be. In a local magazine, I forget if it was Resource World, but I think it was Resource World ranked the top countries in the world to find a mine, and it took everything into consideration. Sweden was number two on the list behind Finland. Finland was number one. Sweden was number two. I think Canada was number three, and maybe the U.S. was seven or something. Sweden's a wonderful place to find a mine, especially in the northern part of the country. It's mining friendly. There's, you know, a long history of very very successful mining up there, and we're right in that belt. And our project has an advanced permit on it already of exploitation. So the ground where our ounces are is already permitted by the government for mining. That's the main use of this ground will be mining. So, Swedish people are very, very efficient, very straightforward. When they tell you something and you do it, you get exactly what they tell you you're going to get. There's no surprises up there. It's a wonderful place to work.
Yeah, that sounds very comforting, knowing some of these other places where companies are exploring, where they do have these political risks that they need to deal with. I know that one of the concerns sometimes is that Sweden is a little bit more expensive to work in. However, you find that really doesn't matter when you get the quality of work there?
It is more expensive. It's like Europe. I mean, all Europe is expensive, but the productivity is also higher than we're used to, say, in Mexico. So there's an offset there. And by the productivity, I think, even overwhelms the extra cost. I mean, it's so nice to do business.
Well, you know, there are pros and cons in terms of working in the Scandinavian countries, but I think for the mining industry, I mean, I got to tell you, I'm not really sure that I can see any cons at all involved in that industry. I mean, you do have a very efficient, highly qualified workforce. You have a very, very supportive national government. I mean, it's just a deal that makes all of the sense in the world. Now, in terms of one last question, in terms of the private placement, you're raising $20 million. When do you expect that to close?
We're going to try and close it by March 15th.
Okay, so right around the corner.
Yes.
All right. Well, I got to tell you, you know, it's always fun to talk with people like Gary Cope, his colleague Ben Whiting, etc., because these guys have some great stories. And you know what? The one comment that I would make about Gary and his colleagues is, you know, for as long as I've known you, you do everything right. And, you know, and that's it's really great to be working with somebody and a shareholder of a company where they do everything right. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hey, welcome back here to wrap up the show with my buddy Rick Rule. Interest of full disclosure, I want to tell you that we do have one of our accounts, Kathy and I have, with Rick's firm, Sprott Global. We have our defined benefit pension plan with him. You know, Rick, it's really amazing how you have to tell the world everything, including what time you shaved in the morning, whenever you get involved in conversations like this on the record. Know what I mean?
Absolutely. And, you know, Al, I think we should drown them in detail. I think telling them what time we shave would be a good thing. We overload them with so much information that they can't bug us. I think that's a great idea.
It's absolutely incredible what you have to go into in terms of that. Rick, you know, I moderated a panel down here yesterday, and the name of the panel had to do with basically resources in America. You know, are the resources in the United States going to stay in the United States? On and on and on. And I was chatting with Mike Berry about, you know, where do we want to take this thing? Do we actually want to talk about resources in the terms of, micro sense in terms of commodities, or do we want to talk about U.S. resources in terms of the strength of the economy, et cetera, the currency, et cetera, et cetera? And we decided, since this is a resource show, the conference here in Indian Wells, that we would take the former rather than the latter. But the latter is what really interests me, and I know it interests you, and you got some great opinions on this. Okay, if you talk about a resource of the United States, let's start out with the U.S. economy. Is that a particularly strong resource? I don't think it is.
Well, I think it has the potential to be strong. You know, this is historically the most vibrant society on the planet. It's just that from my personal point of view, and as you know, Al, I'm a lender, I'm not an economist, but from my personal point of view as a lender, this economy gets less and less and less creditworthy as it becomes more consumption-driven and less investment and production-driven. And I think your point is well taken. I think that the situation in the United States is salvageable. I'm just not certain that we have the political or the social will to salvage it. And certainly, from a credit analyst's point of view, we become less and less and less creditworthy as time goes on, which would suggest, of course, that the society and the economy gets less and less strong.
I got to tell you, I have some real serious concerns, and I've voiced those concerns, you know, in prior segments on this particular show, but I think we're looking for an event. I think we're looking at an event that's going to occur at some point, I would say, no farther out than the midterm, and a lot of people would say, well, yeah, you're talking crazy, you're talking about a black swan event, etc., and I'm saying, no, black swan events are things that come right out of the blue, things that nobody ever thought about. I think you're going to see a rather significant collapse in the strength of the U.S. economy vis-a-vis other economies around the world, and I think anybody who doesn't realize that at this point is crazy. I mean, let's take a simple example. How long is China going to continue to fund the United States?
Well, that's a very interesting question. The idea that we borrow at a federal level half of what we spend, and we borrow at half of that from ourselves. In other words, we counterfeit a quarter of the federal budget. Seems problematic to me. As I say, I'm not an economist. You're a big picture guy. I'm a lender. And the idea that somebody is borrowing to sustain a current account deficit by counterfeiting is not something that gives me any great comfort. If you and I did what they do in a whole bunch of different ways, never mind the accounting, we'd go to jail.
Purely and simply go to jail. Exactly.
Sadly, it would be, you know, if counterfeiting is such a good idea, why don't they let you and I do it? You know, we'd be willing to assume some of the burden. You know, these poor guys have to print $600 or $700 billion a year worth of phony baloney currency. I mean, why couldn't we help them? Why couldn't you print a billion? I print a billion. You know, if it's such a good idea to counterfeit, they should get some help.
Rick, I got to tell you something funny. We actually have had a listener come on and say, you know, what's wrong with printing money? Eventually, it trickles down and does everybody a whole lot of good. Now, I don't use the word ludicrous too often in my conversations with people, but that strikes me as being a rather ludicrous statement.
It does me too. One would suggest that person is probably a more profligate spender than a profligate saver. If that person saved in dollars and saw his savings or her savings, depending on the gender of the respondee, if they saw the value of their savings being depleted by this process, I would suspect that they would regard it with somewhat less favor. My suspicion is that the responder that you had is somebody who has spent his or her life as a spender as opposed to a saver and has no particular savings to defend.
Well, now you're talking about probably, unfortunately, now you're probably talking about, I don't want to say 80% of North Americans, because I'm not sure that what you're talking about is very common in Canada. Okay, I'll bet you got more savers in Canada than you do in our country, the United States. But, you know, it's how can a society maintain itself when 90% of the citizens don't have anything in terms of a financial nest egg, in terms of financial security? They're one paycheck away from bankruptcy.
Again, I'm not an economist. I'm not a big picture guy. I can only say if I were a free market lender, which I am, that part of society would have a difficult time getting money out of me, except at the point of a gun.
You know, Corey, this is really interesting. I'm trying to throw this guy some hardball questions, and it's not working. It's simply not working. He's coming back with answers that make all of the sense in the world. Getting over to Sprott and your company, you know, you guys sell stocks, okay, among other things. You raise money for companies, among other things. What are your brokers telling their clients they ought to be looking at right now?
We have asked our brokers, first of all, to tell the clients that bear markets, which we're clearly in, beget bull markets, and bull markets beget bear markets, and that a different word for bear market is sale. If we weren't talking about financial assets, but rather we were talking about physical assets.
Clearance sale.
That's right. The market that we're in is a sale. And I'm trying to figure out what's bad about being in a sale. Yes, you feel bad about the fact that the inventory you own has been marked down. But in terms of the inventory that you don't own and that you would like to own, would you rather go into a store that said all goods, 50% off, clearance sale now? Or would you rather go into a store that said all goods, full price, big margin for me, no bargains for you? I mean, this is a no-brainer. So the first thing that we ask our brokers to explain to our customers is that bear markets, if you're trying to get richer, are good things, not bad things.
They're not good things, Rick. They're great things.
Right. The second thing is that we ask our brokers to convey to customers things that are probable outcomes. Many of the clients call up and they read some newsletter chatter, some internet chatter about Amalgamated Moose Pasture Mines and what would happen if the mule didn't die and the thing went into production and the gold price went up. We ask our customers not to look at something where you have to use the word if, would, could, should. We ask our customers to look at things like probabilities. We have been talking about platinum and palladium. I think the probability is that supply-demand presses the price of platinum and palladium higher because the industry doesn't earn its cost of capital at this price point. That's a probability. It's not an if. We ask our customers to look at the fact that on a global basis, it takes $80 or $85 a pound to bring new uranium mines into production, and we're producing a lot less uranium than we're consuming, and despite the anti-nuclear hysterics in some part of the world, consumption of uranium is increasing rather than decreasing. If consumption is increasing rather than decreasing, and if the industry requires $80 a pound to sustain itself in a $40 a pound market, one of two things happens, Al. Either the price of uranium goes up or the lights go out. So we're asking our customers to consider probabilities. We're asking them also to look at questions where the answer is a when answer, not an if answer, where the outcome is probable and certain, but time is uncertain.
I agree 1,000%. Gold and silver, what do you think? Let's take a two-year horizon.
Oh, I think higher. I can't tell you how much higher. What we're in right now is a cyclical decline in a secular bull market. I think this is the 8th, 10th, or 12th in the 12 years that we've been involved in this. A cyclical decline is normal and healthy in a secular bull market. We've experienced these before. One needs to ask oneself, first of all, I had the question yesterday, when are gold and silver going to move? And I had to say, in the year 2000. They've moved from $260 to $1,500. You got what? What's that, a six-bagger? What's wrong with that?
Minimum, yeah.
Yeah, so what's wrong with that? The second thing that you have to ask yourself is, would you rather own it or not own it? If your choice is owning bullion or owning a U.S. 30-year treasury, which Jim Grant famously described as return-free risk, which would you prefer? The only way the bond goes up is if they lower interest rates. And if they lower the interest rates, if you buy a treasury, you're going to have to send them a check every year as opposed to get one. So what do you think is more probable in terms of things going up? John Malden says, own stuff they can't print.
That perhaps is the most accurate and the most interesting comment that I've heard, Rick. I got to tell you, own stuff that they can't print. Own stuff that has intrinsic value. Own stuff that if they want to take it from you, they got to steal it. And that's what precious metals are all about. Sprott Global, what are you guys all about?
We assist people as brokers and as money managers, and our areas of specialty and expertise are resources. We're very focused.
You have been doing it for a couple of years. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed this show. Rick, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Al. Always a pleasure.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses
bacteria and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.